Hello, I am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel. Welcome to my podcast. So if you are brand new, make sure that you are subscribed so that you don't miss any future episodes. And please do check out all the back episodes. This is episode 181. And if you are a return listener, thank you so much. I am downstairs in my living room just now because my partner is trying to record a video for his Masters of Physiotherapy application, and he's not used to recording, so he's spent the morning so far. I remember that pain very well. And this is me doing my podcast at lastminute.com. So I'm here in the living room, firing through. And what I wanted to talk about today was something that came up on a call about being a chronic people pleaser. Like, are you saying yes when you should be saying no? And in the call, I had commented, I was, until I was diagnosed with Crohn's. And the girl that was running the call had said to me, Jen, can you come forward? Like, can you share any more information about that? Because she knows my story, but there was other people on the call that didn't know my story. So I had gone on and explained that I got diagnosed with Crohn's disease back in 2017. And up until that point, I had always been a people pleaser. And it was only after the call, when I was thinking about it, that I realised when I first became self-employed, the business coaches and the lifestyle coaches that I worked with, whether I read their books or I was on their courses or getting mentored by them one-to-one, all of them would talk about your dream life and your perfect day. And Jules, whose call I was on the other day, she talks about your rich life. What does that look like? And I was always really resistant to do this exercise. I found it really difficult to do. I now realise that I found it difficult because I felt guilty and I felt ashamed of what it was that I wanted, because I didn't want a Monday to Friday 9-to-5 job with 40 hours of work a week. What I wanted was 2 weekends. I wanted more flexibility in my working time. I wanted regular downtime. I wanted to be able to waken up in the morning without an alarm having to wake me up. I didn't have to be at a certain place for a certain time all the time. So when I worked in full-time jobs, when I had a real job, quote-unquote, I hated it. Like, I would go in and I would get my work done, and then I would sit twiddling my thumbs waiting for the day to end. Like, well, you've been contracted for this many hours, so you've got to be here regardless of whether or not there's anything for you productive to do. That never made sense to me. And I remember when I worked for my dad, I worked for him for a few months in between leaving one job and moving overseas, and he would give me tasks to do and I would get them done, and then I'd be on the phone to him or messaging him going, hi, what do you want me to do now? Hi, what needs to be done now? And he'd be like, how have you finished that work already? Like, that's all I had for you to do today. And I was getting paid per hour. And see, to be honest, I would rather be paid per hour and then get the work done and leave and be paid less than be contracted on a salary and have to sit there for the allocated number of hours just because that's what they've already paid me for. To me, that just didn't make any sense. So when it came to having that freedom as a self-employed person to set up my days, my weeks, my months as I suited, because I had been indoctrinated into this, well, this is the hours you have to work kind of mindset, and if you're not working 40 hours a week, therefore you're lazy. And even you were contracted to work a certain number of hours, and if you worked over those hours, you didn't get paid overtime. It was just expected that you would stay. Well, it's busy now, so it's been quiet those other months. Just doesn't make sense to me logically. So now that I'm self-employed and I can pick and choose my hours, and realizing that I feel guilty for wanting a bit less in terms of responsibility and, I don't even know what the word is, intention. Like, you have to work this number of hours unless you're a mother and therefore you've got children to look after, or your husband earns enough money and this is just your little bit of pocket money. That seems to be the only valid excuse for wanting to work less hours. And it comes down to, what are your values? So I'm not saying that working a 40 hour week is wrong, I'm saying it was wrong for me. It did not make me feel good, it did not make me feel fulfilled in life. I felt like there was other things that I could be doing with my time that would be much more useful than just sitting in an office or sitting in a shop or standing in a bar or standing in a restaurant, wherever I happened to be working. And in the Healing Rebel, whether it's the free body and mind reset that you do or you join as a member, or if you've read my book, 9 Rules to Sort Your Shit, I talk about values, knowing your values and living by your values. When you know what your values are and you live by those values, everything feels light and easy and free. And you don't feel guilty because you understand that this is your values. But as I say, how I think a working week should be constructed, what is my perfect week, what is my dream week, what is my rich life, is for me. And I have nothing to feel guilty about for that. While I was in that guilt and shame phase and thinking that I had to fill my hours and fill my days and fill my weeks, when somebody would say, can you cover this class for me? Can you take over this class for me? Can you fit me in for a session at this time or that time? And I would be reshuffling my life and my wants, not living to my values to accommodate other people. I was always looking for somebody to pat me in the head and tell me that I was doing good, or well done, congratulations, thank you so much. This wanting to serve, wanting to give, wanting to please everybody else, but I wasn't pleasing myself. And I do wonder if that is a contributing factor, because there's multiple factors that are contributed to getting chronic health conditions, but I wonder how much of that contributed this need to please. Like when I speak to other people that have got chronic illness, the similarities in not necessarily personalities but in our actions are unbelievably like, wow, goodness gracious, what are we doing to ourselves? So if you find that you are saying yes to other people instead of yes to yourself, if you find yourself in situations where you're like, why did I agree to this? What was I thinking? Or you find yourself in situations where you're thinking and feeling that, but then outwardly saying, oh no, it's not a problem, honestly, it's absolutely fine, don't worry about it. Yeah, no, that's fine if somebody's messed you around or let you down. If you find yourself in that position, if you find yourself saying these things, can you take a pause? Can you ask yourself, and this is a question that Jules loves to share, will future you thank you for the decision that you're making today? So often we can say yes to things because they're 3, 6, 9 months, a year in advance, and you go, yep, calendar's free, brilliant. And then as the time comes closer, you're like, oh, why did I say yes to this? Why did I say yes to this? And I'm currently grappling with this right at the moment because I'm covering a class and I've given availability up to June. And when I'm in teaching the class, I love it because it's different to how I teach other classes, a different audience. I don't need to worry about trying to get anybody into the class. I just show up, teach the class and leave. So there's many aspects of it that are highly beneficial. Get paid an absolute pittance, considering I've been in the industry since 2009 and it's still the same rate of pay, and you now have so many more expenses to come off of that money. So it's not financially viable, but from a stress perspective and from a fun perspective, it's ticking boxes. And person who has asked me to cover has come back and asked for another couple of months, and I'm like, I want to say no, but I also want to say yes. And I'm having to sit with myself and think, how will I feel about this in August? How will I feel about this when it comes to actually having to go and teach class? Because as I say, in the class, I love it, because I'm teaching is what I do, it's my joy. But it's all the other factors. And am I doing it just to please somebody else? How much joy am I getting out of it as well? These things that we have to grapple with in life. Are you a chronic people pleaser? Are you saying yes to things that you should be saying no to? Or you would prefer to say no to? Will future you be grateful for the yes? And if you don't know what your values are and you would like to know more, you can either join the Healing Rebel Body and Mind Reset membership, where you will get an accountability email from me every month, along with access to content online with modules guiding you, teaching you what it is that you need to know for whatever you're dealing with in life. And if you're not sure that you're ready to sign up for the membership, you can always do the free 5-day body and mind reset. I'll put it into the show notes wherever you are listening, so you're welcome to do that for 5 days to see whether or not it's for you. And yeah, let's stop saying yes to everybody else and say yes to ourselves. And sometimes saying yes to yourself is saying yes to somebody else also. I would love to know your thoughts on this. So wherever you're watching this, pop your thoughts in the comments. I love to hear and to read where you're at with this. And I'll see you on the next podcast.